Let us come before God with prayer. Holy God, open our ears to be attentive to your call, our minds to be receptive to your direction, our hearts to be responsive to your love, that we may become all you intend, and that we may participate in your divine plan for each one of us. Amen. As a minister presiding over baptisms, one soon learns that naming's unique to time and place. I've had churches with numerous 40-year-old Sherrys, and it's always great when they're both married to brothers in the same family, and numerous 80-year-old Dorothys. On the prairies, I baptized many Brocks, Dentons, and Calebs, but not since I moved to Ontario. Naming varies by era and location, but there can be many duplications. In Northern England, my family would say "Our Helen" to differentiate between me and someone else. But when my granddad said it, I always found it reaffirming. It was like he was confirming for me and everyone else, this one is ours. This one is part of our family. This one belongs to us. All of us yearn for connection, for relationship, and for a sense of belonging. That's why we all understood the old theme song from the TV sitcom Cheers. We want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. I've often thought, wouldn't it be great if every person felt that way when they walked into their church? Often the tribes we're born into can't provide us with everything we need. Some of us are extremely blessed when we experience a church community that's able to provide that extra layer of comfort and support. Now imagine, if you can, that you're on the banks of the Jordan River. It's not very wide or deep or fast. In fact, it's actually kind of muddy. And Jesus' cousin John is among the group, and Jesus asks him to baptize him. John recognized that Jesus was filled with God's Spirit, so he's a little reluctant. But Jesus seems clear that baptism was an important part of becoming part of God's kingdom. And as Jesus comes up out of the water, God speaks directly to him, saying, "You are my Son, my Beloved. With you I am well pleased." What powerful words of connection and affirmation these are. Jesus heard God say, "I recognize you, I love you, you are mine." And in that sense, every baptism is identical. At every baptism, we recognize that the person being baptized is the beloved of God, is recognized by God, and claimed by God as God's own, belonging to God. We can get all formal speaking about baptism as a rite of initiation into the membership of the church, and we can define baptism as an outward, visible expression of inner conversion of new members. But the affirmation afforded to us through baptism is something much more deep and profound, and it's an affirmation that all of us so deeply need. At every baptism, God affirms, "I recognize you. I love you. You are mine." Now, most of us don't get a voice of God booming for all to hear. Some hear it in the words of Scripture, the music of a hymn. But more often than not, God's voice of love is mediated or transmitted by people, not in a boom, but as a gentle but persistent whisper. A 12-year-old boy was baptized at a revival meeting, and the kids at school asked him about it. "Did you hear God talk?" "No." "Did you see a vision?" "No." "Well, then how did you know it was God?" a third friend asked. The boy thought for a moment and then he said, "It's like when you catch a fish. You can't see the fish or hear the fish, but you just feel it tugging on your line. I felt God tugging on my heart." Baptisms are always the beginning of the journey, never the end. And in our baptism, as in the baptism of Jesus, we celebrate God's welcoming love, a love that comes prior to anything we may have done and before anything we may be yet to do. This is the cornerstone of grace. Now, I believe a minister's primary call is to build up and enable God's disciples to be the most loving and faithful they can be. Building up the church is secondary. Ultimately, my calling is to remind each and every one of you that God has claimed you in your baptism. God has said, "I recognize you, I love you, you are mine." This place is a sanctuary, a gathering place of people who God has claimed and loved and called together. Whatever we decide to call ourselves at New Church, this is a place where we come to be reminded of our identity and what it means to live this identity. Paul suggests that we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. Regardless of our pasts or whatever other tribes we've belonged to, now we belong to and with each other. We are called to love each other here and now, warts, scars, and bruises. We want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. Just as God has recognized and loved each of us, we need to help each other feel known, accepted, and that they belong. My wish is that each and every one of us feels embraced as a beloved child of God, and as we discern together, may this experience help us chart our pathway forward. Amen.